Hey, Stellar Teacher, we have some exciting news to share. Behind the scenes, we've been working hard to launch the brand new Stellar Literacy Collective website, and we can't wait for you to see it. In order to celebrate this new chapter, we're hosting a special members-only event, the Stellar Collective Kickoff Experience. This is happening July 5th through the 11th inside our Stellar Literacy Collective Facebook group. Throughout the week, we're going to be hosting live trainings, giveaways, and walkthroughs designed to help members get the most out of the new Stellar Literacy Collective Hub. Whether you're a brand new member or you've been with us for years, this is the perfect opportunity to explore the site. We're also excited to help you discover resources that you may have missed and help you head into the school year feeling organized, confident, and supported. If you're not a member of the Stellar Literacy Collective, this is such a great time to join. The collective is designed to help upper elementary teachers simplify literacy instruction with ready-to-use resources. For now, mark your calendars for July 5th through July 11th. We can't wait to celebrate this exciting new chapter with our incredible community.
Hey, teachers. Welcome to another episode of the Stellar Teacher Podcast. Today, we are finishing up our series all about your literacy block. And our focus today is something that I know everyone wants to know more about, and that is small group instruction. If I asked 10 upper elementary teachers what small group instruction looks like, I'd probably get 10 completely different answers. And that's because we all view it a little bit differently. There's a lot of uncertainty about what small groups should look like, what we should do during small groups, how many students there should be, and all of that confusion just makes our jobs a little bit harder. The truth is, though, that small group isn't a program. It's not really even a specific instructional routine. It's really just a way of organizing instruction so that you can provide students with targeted teaching, practice, and feedback that you just can't do in the whole group setting. I think along the way, we've become so focused on the logistics of small groups that we've kind of forgotten to ask, you know, the bigger question, what is the purpose of this time? And that's really what we're going to focus on today. We're going to make this simple by answering 5 questions. Number 1, what is small group instruction and why does it matter? 2, what does it actually look like? 3, how is it different from whole group instruction? 4, how much time do we actually need to spend on it? And 5, I'm going to share some examples from the Stellar Literacy Collective and our Stellar Intervention Toolkit so that you can make your small group planning even easier. I think one of the biggest misconceptions about small group instruction is that it's just another item to check off on your literacy block schedule. But the truth is, it's not just something that you need to plan for. It really exists for us to be able to meet our students' needs. After we've gathered information from assessments, observation, student work, that's what we're going to use to create small groups to provide that targeted instruction that our students really need. And the advantage of working with a smaller group as opposed to the whole class is that it's really easier to focus deeply on one or two skills instead of trying to cover all of those different things at once. It's also a lot easier to differentiate instruction because you're able to kind of adjust your lesson as you go with the student sitting right there in front of you. When students are in a small group, they're going to get significantly more opportunities to practice, and they're going to get feedback from you, which means that they are practicing the way that we want them to, as opposed to sometimes in whole group instruction where, you know, we're not sure what everybody's doing and are they all on the right track. Another benefit of small groups is that they don't replace whole group instruction and they're not intended to. They really should strengthen whatever you're doing during your tier one instruction. So remember, in small groups, you're not introducing new content. You're giving students additional support, additional practice with skills they've already been introduced to during the whole group lesson. That's great. We kind of have an idea of what small group is and what it isn't, but what exactly does it look like? So let's imagine your class just finished a whole group lesson. They read an amazing story and you've been talking about finding the theme in the story. You're having your students complete a written response. We know the importance of writing about reading, and you're noticing some patterns with your students' writing. A few of your students seem to really understand the story, but they struggle to support their thinking with evidence from the text. Another group seems to understand the comprehension skill, but they're reading so slowly that, you know, their fluency is interfering with their understanding. And then, of course, there are the students who have mastered today's lesson and They are just soaring through this assignment. These observations that you just made are how you are going to form your small groups. Instead of pulling every student because it's their turn and having that feeling that you need to have every student in a small group every week, you're pulling students because your data and your observation tells you that they need something specific. And I think that's one of the biggest mindset shifts that we all need to make. Every student should not be in a small group every week, and those small groups should be fluid and constantly changing depending on your students' needs. And when we're talking about small group instruction, we need to remember the difference between small groups and whole groups. During whole group instruction, you know, that is when we are targeting grade level standards. We're modeling new thinking, building vocabulary, focusing on background knowledge and syntax with these rich and complex texts that we know our students need. Our small groups are not going to serve the same purpose. This is where we're providing additional instruction and targeted practice, and of course, giving that feedback we know our students need. Sometimes that might mean extending the lesson that you taught during whole groups, but other times it could mean that you're addressing a foundational reading skill that's really making it difficult for your student to work on grade level. When we get these two parts of our literacy block working together, we know that our students are receiving strong tier one instruction, and they're also getting the differentiated support that they truly need. Now that we kind of know what small group instruction really is, I know one of the biggest questions everybody wants to know is, how much time should I actually spend on small groups? And I hate to say this, but really there is no right or wrong answer. And I could never just give you a number and that be right for your classroom and your students. The amount of time you spend in small groups is really going to depend on the needs of your students. And of course, it's also going to depend on your schedule and your time constraints. Students who are going to need the most support obviously should receive the most small group time with you. And as they become more proficient readers and are catching up on those grade level skills and standards, they might need less direct instruction and they'll be able to spend more time working productively on their own or with a partner. They may not need to be in a small group quite as often. For upper elementary classrooms, probably a lot of you have about 20 to 30 minutes for your small group instruction. And I think it's okay to remember that a small group should not and will not last 30 minutes. So if you have 30 minutes for small group instruction, you really have the opportunity to hopefully meet with at least two small groups during that time. It's also important to remember that you don't have to meet with every group every single day. There might be one group that's going to benefit from seeing you four times a week because they're working on those foundational reading skills like decoding, phonemic awareness, and fluency. But another group may only need one quick strategy lesson before they're ready to practice independently again. So instead of thinking about having this rigid schedule where you know exactly when and where you're going to meet with every student, you want to let your student data really drive your schedule. And it should change each week. So what might the small group instruction actually look like inside the classroom? I want to share a few examples with you using resources from inside our literacy membership, the Stellar Literacy Collective. One of the easiest ways to plan small groups is to simply build off the instruction you've already taught during your whole group lesson. So let's say you were working on making inferences during your whole group lesson, and you noticed that a handful of your students, they were able to kind of make an inference, but they had trouble really connecting their inference back to evidence from the text. Instead of having to create an entirely new lesson or reteach the lesson to the entire class, you could pull a small group the next day and use one of our small group lessons inside the Stellar Literacy Collective. These lessons are designed to extend your whole group instruction. They're going to give you a chance to do additional modeling, guide your students through practice, and then give them the opportunity to apply that same skill in a smaller setting. And this applies to a lot of different skills and strategies that you might teach during your whole group lesson. Our small group lessons are a great resource for this. Another great use of your small group time is explicit word study instruction. So if you notice a group of students struggling to decode multisyllabic words or maybe make sense of unfamiliar vocabulary, that is the perfect time to pull them over to your small group table for a quick morphology lesson. And of course, inside the Stellar Literacy Collective, we have morphology resources that are going to make these lessons so easy to teach. Students might practice a previously learned Greek or Latin root. They'll be able to just sort and discuss words that go with it. They can practice breaking apart multisyllabic words. And of course, we are going to provide a connected text that will give them the opportunity to practice with that root or that affix that they just learned. We know that students' word knowledge really develops at different rates. So morphology is one of those areas where small group instruction could be really powerful. The other thing you are going to focus on in small group instruction is targeting those foundational skill gaps that we see even in upper elementary. Sometimes your student data is going to tell you that your students aren't just struggling with comprehension. Instead, they're actually having trouble decoding. Their fluency and their ability to read accurately is an area where they struggle. So in those situations, the issue is not whether or not they are capable of meeting a grade level standard. It's really a foundational reading skill that's making grade level work so much harder. And that's where our Stellar Intervention Toolkit is going to be the answer that you need. This toolkit's designed for teachers who need targeted intervention lessons. And this is how you will address those foundational gaps. So during these lessons, you're going to focus on phonics, syllable types, morphology, fluency. There's even a comprehension component built in so that students are getting practice with all of that with short, explicit lessons, games, and things that are going to keep them engaged and wanting to come back to your small group. So again, these are not replacing your tier one instruction. They're going to complement what you're doing during your whole group while also meeting the needs of your students that are all at different levels. So if there's one thing that I hope you take away from today's episode, it's this. Small group instruction doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be complicated. When you think about it, at its core, it is simply an opportunity to provide something that your whole group instruction just can't always provide. It's that more targeted teaching and meaningful practice that those students need. So stop asking yourself, how can I meet with every group or how can I meet with every student? And instead ask, what do my students actually need? Based on what I see when I observe them, based on their assessments, those are going to give you the answers you need when you're thinking about forming your small groups. So remember, if you're looking for resources, the Stellar Literacy Collective is going to be your one-stop shop, not just for small groups, but for your entire literacy block. And if you haven't had a chance, be sure and go back and listen to all of the episodes in your literacy block series. We have broken down exactly what you need and exactly how much time you need to spend on all of the components to have a really successful literacy block. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.